It's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of my discussion with Mr. Jim Gearock, a former prosecutor in the city of Chicago.
In 2008, the Fuentes brothers here in Chicago helped take down the Sinaloa cartel leader, Guzman, El Chapo Guzman. And they were bringing into Chicago a ton a month of cocaine.
Right. And, so, and what perplexes me. What is new about that, James? I mean, it is the same story, but city to city, blah, blah, blah. They busted this, they busted that. They haven't stopped anything. And what many people just don't think about, don't realize, is that they need these busts. There's got to be some busts happening in order to inflate the price, in order to fool the people, that it's necessary to go down on the street corner and buy from little Joey, because he's the only supply in town. And it's the non-recognition of now 107,000 overdose deaths in our past year here. 107,000 deaths, and they talk about the need to control these drugs. They have never controlled these drugs.
When you prohibit drugs, you give up the right to control and regulate them. And in effect, what's done is the delegation of that control to drug cartels and the street drug dealer on the corner. So if we're lucky as consumers of drugs, I'm not, but many people are, when they go to the corner and they buy from the dealer may not know himself that the heroin is laced with fentanyl. And it's just one of the problems that comes with prohibition. You can't require the manufacturer of drugs to put a label on the product, which is unlawful. So the people in the best position to help themselves to prevent overdose are the people who are going to consume the drug. And if there's no label on the drug, if the person they're selling it to them is unreliable, or maybe is reliable but doesn't know themselves what's in it, because it's made somewhere else, it's cut somewhere else. So, you know, it maybe it's got a little fentanyl, but is it 5% fentanyl, or is it 20% fentanyl, or is it half fentanyl? Sure. And the consequences of not knowing that is the inability to breathe, the suppression of the respiratory system and bodily functions that is required to live.
That was Jim Gearock, and I am Dean at DrugTruth.net.